Are you ready to meet your God? Are you prepared to stand before the God of judgment? Hebrews 9:27 reads, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Each of us has a fixed appointment with death and judgment, but there is a sure way to escape the wrath of God. Your name must be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb of God is Jesus Christ, and in order to have your name recorded in His book, you must be born again. You must be born a second time, this time of the Spirit. Jesus said in John 3:3, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Born again is the place of conversion. Here one believes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, repents and turns from his sins, enters the invisible kingdom of God, and follows Jesus Christ, the King of glory. This is a very real and glorious place. Acts 17:31, "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Each of us has an appointment with death and judgment. Have you prepared to meet your God? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew 6:22-23, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" God said, Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God said, Psalms 119:130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." God said, John 1:4-9, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Man said, "The Bible is an irrelevant book, and if you are foolish enough to read it, you must understand it is not to be taken literally." Now the record. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 569, that once again proves the full inerrant truth of the Word of God. Each of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. These features are faith builders and ammunition in the war for the souls of men. Thank you for coming. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. In last week's feature, Science Illuminated by Light and Words, we mentioned that this week, God willing, we would reveal the staggering ability to harness the very life force of God and to do it in a very dependable, duplicating way. I personally earn my bread in the marketing industry. In our field, we use words and images to promote sundry products. There's an old term in business called puffing the goods, which basically is the glamorizing and image enhancement of the product. One must be careful here. Simply because the puffing borders on exaggeration and outright lies, the redeemed can't afford to be guilty of such infractions. The principle that will be demonstrated in this feature is beyond the puffer's ability to exaggerate, far, far beyond. Last week's feature demonstrated the supernatural veracity of Holy Writ that teaches the amazing interchangeability of words and light. Now today's science confirms its accuracy. The Word of God that skeptics claim is irrelevant once again proves its holy authorship and ageless superiority. Here are a few paragraphs from Science Illuminated by Light and Words. The amazing interchangeability of words and light is a very serious focus in the Bible. They are one and the same. Amazing discoveries in the field of science are confirming the oneness, the interchangeability of light and words. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Words of Amazement, Words We Must Master. New research that began in the 1990s and continues on today has uncovered the astounding relationship between words, light, radiant information frequencies, and DNA. This research was led by Dr. Jodor Gargajev, and consider the following information. This research was led by Dr. Jodor Gargajev, member of the Russian Academy of Sciences, as well as the Academy of Sciences in New York. The Russian research was taking a wide angle and held an open view in their studies. The research team included biophysicists, molecular biologists, embryologists, and even linguistic experts. Their research revealed that the supposed junk DNA that has been completely neglected and forgotten by Western mainstream science was no redundant leftover of evolution at all. Linguistic studies revealed that the sequencing of the codons of the non-coding DNA follow the rules of some basic syntax. There is a definite structure and logic in the sequence of these triplets, like some biological language. Research further revealed that the codons actually form words and sentences just like our ordinary human language follows grammar rules. The most astonishing experiment performed by Gargajev's group is the reprogramming of the DNA codon sequences using modulated laser light. From their discovered grammatical syntax of the DNA language, they were able to modulate coherent laser light and even radio waves and add semantics, meaning, to the carrier wave. In this way, they were able to reprogram in vivo DNA and living organisms by using the correct resonant frequencies of DNA. The most impressive discovery made so far is that spoken language can be modulated to the carrier wave with the same reprogramming effect. Now, this is a baffling and stunning scientific discovery. Our own DNA can simply be reprogrammed by human speech, supposing that the words are modulated on the correct carrier frequencies. Whereas Western sciences used complicated biochemical processes to cut and paste DNA triplets in the DNA molecule, Russian scientists use modulated laser light to do exactly the same thing. The Russians have proven to be very successful in repairing damaged DNA material in vivo. Laser light therapies based on Gargajev's findings are already applied in some European academic hospitals with success on various sorts of skin cancer. The cancer is cured without any remaining scars. God spoke all things into existence with knowledge-laden words. If this is true, then there should be evidence everywhere, and there is. End of quote. Consider this paragraph published in the June 2011 issue of Scientific American. The author is Sean Brixey, Arts Chair Center for Digital Arts and Experimental Media, University of Washington. In my recent work, I mostly make poems out of matter and energy. Some are small, exotic projects that at first blush seem nearly impossible. I build a work that exploits the phenomenon of a sonoluminescence in which extremely high-pressure sound waves in liquids create tiny sources of electromagnetic energy. The installation converts text from a computer keyboard to synthesize speech with enough sonic force to form and hold a tiny bubble at the center of a jar of water. The sound causes the bubble to implode and then form again 50,000 times a second. Through a process that is still not fully understood, the implosions generate a bright point of visible light. It is a star in a jar created by spoken word. End of quote. Oh, the amazing interchangeability of words and light and their oneness. Thousands of years before modern academia begins to arrive at an understanding, God's word is already there, declaring the end from the beginning and certifying the supernatural truth of Holy Writ. End of quote. The ability to convert words to light and light to health, for example, is a line of action to which the redeemed have ready access. Science was shocked to discover that every cell in the human body has on board a laser system far more sophisticated than anything man has developed. These lasers emit photons, coherent radiation, and with these emissions converse intercellularly via what science calls the language of light. How do thoughts, silent words, and spoken words turn into light in the body and produce physical results such as health or disease? The following excerpts are from Dr. Don Kolber's book, Deadly Emotions. We can sum up in one word the basic communication link between what we think in the brain and what we experience in the cells of the body, neuropeptides. Now, before your eyes glaze over and you assume that I'm going to assault you with a lot of medical mumbo-jumbo, let me assure you that I'm going to describe the physical process of how emotions turn into disease in very simple terms. Those of you who are physicians or medical researchers may find this explanation overly simplified, but I ask for your patience. Dr. Candace Pert, a noted stress researcher, demonstrated that a certain class of our immune cells, the monocytes, have tiny molecules on their surface called neuroreceptors that are a perfect fit for neuropeptides. All of the monocytes have these receptor sites. The brain produces the neuropeptides, which are chains of amino acids, and conducts them along the nervous cells throughout the body. They are like the keys that fit into molecular locks of every cell of the body. Dr. Pert has called them bits of brain floating through the body. The brain talks to the immune cells all over the body, and in turn, the immune system cells communicate back to the brain using these messengers called neuropeptides. If your brain interprets physical perceptions as anger, fear, or depression, every immune cell of your body knows that interpretation very quickly. End of quote. God gives to his children the amazing ability to harness the power of his creation words and to convert them into light in every cell of the body, in every one of nearly 100 trillion cells. New medical analytics are presently being perfected to measure light emissions from the human body via body scans. Very sophisticated scanning cameras have been developed that scan the body for light emissions that all living creatures give off. When the scanning camera detects abnormally low light levels, it suggests sickness or disease. When the cells no longer emit light, they are dead. God speaks of an internal light, one that can fill the body, a light that generates health and life. The skeptics mock such concepts and lift them up as examples of the ineptness of the Bible. Could Jesus be speaking accurately in Luke 11:34-36, the light of the body is the eye? Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. And when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. The principle of a single eye is an eye fixed upon Jesus Christ and him alone. When this is accomplished, the Bible says the whole body will be filled with light. Science now has its own understanding of this truth. Psalms 119:130 that I read earlier reads, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." How marvelously and literally true is the Word of God. The Bible says the entrance of thy words. The Word of God enters the mind and heart and illuminates the whole body. The interaction of words and light at the cellular level is truly staggering. Science now knows that perfectly modulated, coherent laser light can reprogram damaged cells, reprogramming damaged cells with the spoken word. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yes, to the word of God. Let's load our neuropeptides with words of light. Are you ready to speak health to all your flesh? Everything is made out of words, and the words we speak bear real fruit. There is a feature on God Said, Man Said titled Secrets and Demonstrations of Power Speaking. The following statements are from that feature in which we demonstrate power speaking and bridling the tongue. Are you ready to power speak yourself into heavenly places? Follow me out loud. Here we go. I have repented of my sins and surrendered my life to my Lord Jesus Christ. I am born again. I am a new creature. I am a child of God. My steps are ordered by the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps about me to protect me. I am a king and a priest in Christ Jesus. All things work together for my good. I am able to go up and take the country. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. God always causeth me to triumph in Christ. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I have power with God. I love everybody. Today is the best day of my life. Tomorrow will be better. Hallelujah. End of quote. Everything is made out of words, and the power of death and life can be found functioning in the tongue. Let's harness it for our good. Give yourselves a light lift. God said, Matthew 6:22-23, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? God said, Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God said, Psalms 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. God said, John 1:4-9, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Man said the Bible is an irrelevant book, and if you are foolish enough to read it, you must understand it is not to be taken literally. Now you have the record.